One of the big issues that I want to quickly get to is testing. My wife's example, 10 days almost before the test results come, hundreds of people have texted me and tweeted at me, what is taking so long? Well, Christine Nielsen is the chief executive officer of the Canadian Society for Medical Laboratory Science. She is on the line with me. First of all, Christine Nielsen, I want to thank you and all your members for working so darn hard on this. How backed up is the system?
Thank you, Evan. So the system is backed up. It depends on where you are. So you've noticed we have some provinces like Alberta that seems to have ramped up a little quicker than Ontario did, you know, and there's lag times that are being experienced just even locally because there's some hospitals doing testing. In some cases, it's the public lab doing testing. And so you're seeing a large diversity of outcomes simply because of the nature of the, I'll say, siloed nature of healthcare. And unfortunately, we're paying the price for that right now.
So tell me, what's the delay? Like, again, I don't, you know,
sure.
My wife is just one example. It just happens to be the example I know best because she's sitting in isolation. But, you know, when we're on 10 days between a test and a result, and I'm telling you, hundreds of people are telling me they're experiencing the same thing. What is going on? Like, once they take the test, walk us through what happens.
Sure. So I will tell you, my experts tell me that as of even 5 months ago, there was no gold standard in testing for COVID-19. And so the gold standard emerged on the global market. And so Canada wasn't prepared to do testing simply because it wasn't something that was necessary. And one of the things that happens in the Canadian system is together, working with different levels of government and regulators, we need to make sure that when information is released to the public on something like a COVID-19 result or even something simple as a glucose test, that when you get the data or the information to you or to your clinician, that you know what to do with it and that it's accurate and precise. So imagine 3 months ago, there was no testing system in Canada. So we need to make sure that those that are doing testing are doing it accurately. So they have to make sure that the system is, like I said, producing accurate and reliable results. And then the challenge that we have is the ramping up that's happened. So it's a very manual method. We use something called polymerase chain reaction, PCR, and it takes 4 hours to process a sample. And we can do about 96 samples in that time frame. But it just means that if you don't have enough pieces of equipment, you can't exponentially increase that. So that's one of the things that could help is if more equipment is available for the labs to do the testing.
Just real, I got a minute here.
Sure.
What's amazing is knowing that, why were people told that it would take, you know, 2-3 days? That seems crazy. And I guess that means there must be thousands of tests, tens of thousands, maybe backlogged.
Yeah, absolutely. It was an underestimate of the need, for sure. I would say that's an accurate statement.
Just real quick, is there a massive ramping up going on? Like, will those lag times diminish soon?
Yes. The lag times are diminishing by the day because a new facility has been approved to do the testing or a hospital has been able to acquire additional equipment or they've been able to add on another shift. So it's exactly the same problem you have in anything that's like manufacturing. You need the people, processes, and the time to do the work.
Yeah, and I guess are your labs working overtime now?
They are, if they weren't working 24 hours before, they are now. So hospital labs always work 24 hours a day, but maybe not in the COVID testing department, which is usually microbiology.
Christine Nielsen is the CEO of the Canadian Society for Medical Lab Science. Can you just, on behalf of all of us, thank your teams? I know they're working around the clock. These are not complaints. These are just reality checks. Christine, thanks for taking
the
time and stay safe, okay? Thank you.
Thank you. You too.
That's Christine Nielsen.